Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Let's all take a breath together before we jump into the show today. I'm just really thrilled to be with you and really happy to be alive. Let's just take a breath and feel the aliveness in our lungs as we breathe. Inhale and feel the air as it enters your lungs. And feel the air as it leaves your lungs. Just pause for a moment and just feel the wonderful aliveness in your body. And just give your body and life a great big thank you. I call my business Opening to Ecstasy because I teach ecstasy as a way of being. People generally associate ecstasy with sex, and as out of this world wonderful as sex can be, ecstasy is about so much more than that. Ecstasy is a way of being. It's an approach to life, an approach to each moment, each person, each situation. And ecstasy is opening to joy, love, bliss, and peace in every moment. And you can have ecstasy in your relationships, in your business, finances, home, body, parenting, spirituality. And yes, of course, you can have endless hours of sexual ecstasy for sure. And so many people are frustrated and unhappy with their lives, and it really doesn't have to be this way. You really don't have to suffer. I'm teaching a free teleclass called Opening to Ecstasy on Saturday, June 11th at 10 Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And on this call, I'll show you how to open to ecstasy in your life just the way it is. We'll start shifting the way of that we're being just right on the call. And if you want to be on the call or have a recording of the call, send me an email letting me know, and you'll find my contact information at my site, openlivenow.com. Now I have a real treat for you. Are you living your true passions? Do you even know what they are? Stay tuned for today's show, Living Your Passions, with passion coach Barb Verkand. I hope I'm saying her name right. And get clear on your passions. She'll clear me up in a minute if I got it wrong. Living your passions is knowing what's most important to you. When you live from your passions, you have more clarity and certainty in your life. When you're clear about what you want, then what you want will show up in your life. Your clarity is your directions to the universe. The universe will get your order the way you want it, only to the extent that you are clear. I know this to be true in my own life. I could give hundreds of examples of this universal law playing out. And if you want to be living a life you love, stay tuned and get ready to get clear. Barb is a passion coach and a certified passion test facilitator. And she's passionate about helping women discover their own inner strength through the way they see themselves. She believes in the power of mindset. The thoughts that we think become our beliefs, which then become the stories we live. Changing these stories to be in alignment with your passions is what helps her clients to move forward with deliberate intent. With her expertise in program development, plus knowledge gained from mentors, she created her own business and is now a leading authority on coaching clients through personalized assistance to change their lives. She connects with women on a deep level through her insight that is very calm and nurturing. And she attributes this quality to the time that she spends in nature connecting with her own inner power. Her unique ability to see life from a different perspective than most is extended throughout her programs and coaching. And I can relate to getting that connection through nature. So I want everyone to give a great big welcome to our special guest, Barb. Welcome, Barb.
Why, thank you, Lynette. It's such a privilege to be here tonight.
Great. What time zone are you in?
I'm in the Eastern time zone.
Okay, so you're 5 o'clock. I'm Pacific, 2 o'clock. Okay, so please correct me on the pronunciation of your name if I need to be. Is it Verkand?
It's Verkandi.
Verkandi. Oh, Barb Verkandi. That sound, I like that
like
better.
It's spelled, right?
What's that?
I said, just like it's spelt, right?
Well, close, yeah. I mean, I missed it, so.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay, it's so great to have you here today. And I know that not everybody listening will know what the passion test is. So do you want to give a little bit about your background and then tell people what the passion test is and how it was created?
You bet. My background, I've worked in, so many different industries and so many different jobs in the corporate world and worked a lot in healthcare. And one of my life mantras has always been to help others to help themselves. And when I was introduced to coaching in 2005, I knew that that was what I needed to do, and that was my gift to give to the world, is to help other people through coaching. And so over the years, I kind of dabbled in it. It was kind of a hobby while I continued to work full-time in healthcare. And then about 2 years ago, I made the decision that it was time to really settle into my coaching business and to really bring my gift fully into the world. And that's when I developed my own company, Create a New Story Coaching, and have just been absolutely loving it ever since. And just this past November, a friend of mine introduced me to the Passion Test. And the Passion Test was created by Janet Bray Atwood and Chris Atwood. And Janet and Chris were once a married couple, but now they are best friends and business partners. And Janet, through her journey in life and through the various mentors that she has worked with, discovered that there are certain aspects and certain things that people who are very successful do on a consistent basis. And so through the many teachings that she went through and self-development she went through, she had many aha moments and created the Passion Test. And so the Passion Test really is a process that I take people through and help them to discover the things that are the most important to them in their life. And we know that as we go through life, things change for each of us. We grow. We have different experiences. We move. We start families. We, end relationships. We start new jobs. We end old jobs. So we always have these changes going on. So what is most important to us today may not be most important to us in, say, 6 months, 9 months, a year, or 2 years. So it's really important that once you take the Passion Test and start living in favor of your passions, that you take the Passion Test at least every 6 months just so that you can stay on top of what is most important to you. And for some people, those top passions might stay the same. You kind of get to your core passions, and those might stay the same for a long, long time. And it's just maybe the way you word them. Personally, I find that the more often I take it, the juicier my words get when I'm describing my passion. It's just being or just living to experiencing and adoring and, just these really juicy, juicy words. And so it just makes it that much more fun because you really tap into, from the heart center, what is, and I know I keep saying this, but it really is about what is most important to you. And when you know what is most important to you and you live from that perspective and from that action, your life becomes very, very clear. And when your life is very clear, it's amazing the things that will start happening for you and the directions that you will start taking, the people that you'll start meeting, the opportunities that come to you. It's absolutely amazing. So it's kind of like in a nutshell.
Very, very well said. I've taken the passion test, and listening to you makes me realize that I'd like to take it again. It was fun to do, and I think I've done it twice, and each time was fun, and it's been at least 6 months since I've taken it, and I don't know that my passions will have changed that much, but I like the idea of stating them in, you know, even more juicy language, and I know that what we focus on, we attract. And when you get clear on your passions, you can give yourself permission to say, okay, this is what I love, this is what I want to have in my life, and have that be what you focus on and what you notice.
Exactly. Yes. I think if you, it's been, if it's, for you, if it's been more than 6 months, it's time to take it again. Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's fun.
It is. It's just about time for a commercial break. Can you tell people how to find you before we go to the commercial break?
Oh, you bet. My website is www.createanewstory.com. So again, createanewstory.com. And my email, Barb, B-A-R-B, at createanewstory.com.
I love that. Create a new story. And your tagline is change your story, change your life, which is so true. And I absolutely adore that. So people who want to take the passion test, is there a way for people to access that? I know they could certainly do it in working with you. But if somebody wanted to get started right away, would they find that on your site?
Not at this point. This is something new that I've just introduced to my coaching. But if somebody wanted to get started right away, my recommendation would be to go to your local bookstore or your local library and get the book. It is called The Passion Test by Janet Bray Atwood and Chris Atwood. Get the book and start reading the book.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for people who need extra help, be sure and contact Barb because she can help give you the permission and guidance for living those passions. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get more clear on our passions.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Our guest today is Bob Verkandy, Passion Coach and Certified Passion Test Facilitator. And today she is sharing with us how we can live our passions. And the time to do that would be now. That's what we have is right now. I talk to so many people who think they're going to get around to doing something later. And this last year, 7 of my friends died, and only one of them was elderly. The rest of them were somewhere in my age range and were way too young to be dying. And we never know. We never know how much time we have. So while we're here, let's live our passions. So Barb just shared with us a little bit about what the passion test is and how it was created. And you would find her again at createanewstory.com. And on her site, Barb has a complimentary passion breakthrough session with a copy of the ebook Life on Fire. And it's really worth doing that. This is, you know, a free session, the book's great. So go to createanewstory.com and you can get that for free. A complimentary passion breakthrough session and the ebook Life on Fire. So Barb, what is the passion test formula?
Okay, passion test formula, and you're going to love this, Lynette, because I know you can do this. But there's 3 parts to the passion test formula. And those 3 parts are intention, attention, and no tension. And I think it's really easy to remember because they all have the shun at the end, you know? So, that's what helps me remember it. So the first part, intention, is just clearly stating to the universe what it is you want to create in your life. Because when we know what it is that we want and we put that out to the universe, as you said earlier, what we focus on and what we set our intention on will come to us. And I love the saying by the teachings of Abraham, Jerry and Esther Hicks, is that what you focus on will come to you whether you want it or not.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm laughing because I've had both sides of that.
Me too. And so what I have observed with myself and with other people is that sometimes we create our lives unconsciously. And what
sometimes.
I mean by that is, yeah, we just have these thoughts and these beliefs and these stories that ramble around in our head, and they take up so much of our space, so much of our time and energy, and we're focused on them so much, and then we keep getting the same stuff in our life over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
And we have, yeah. Right, and then we stop and we go, why does this keep happening to me? Well, it's because that's what we're focusing our attention on. So when you deliberately create your life, you're living consciously, which means you're putting out to the universe, this is what I want in my life. So if, let's just say for an example, if somebody is looking for a relationship, they want that intimate relationship, someone to share their life with. Well, if they consciously and with intention state to the universe the type of person they're looking for and the type of relationship that they want, and they focus their attention on that, and all they have to do is spend 17 seconds a day in doing that, and the universe will deliver that to you. It will deliver that person into your life. You will You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen or where it's going to happen. And that's not your business anyway. Leave that up to the universe to take care of that. What you want to focus on is what and what it is that you want. So the intention is clearly stating to the universe what it is that you want to create in your life. The second piece of the passion test formula is attention. So you stated your intention. Now you want to put your attention on it. So you can't just, because I know there's a, I'm going to back up just a little bit, but there, I know that there's a lot of teachings out there on the law of attraction and universal laws that I think are misunderstood, and that people think, well, if I just state my intention and sit on the couch and wait, that person's just going to come knocking on my door. Well, that's not how it works, unfortunately. We have to take action. And by taking action, that's what putting your attention on what it is that you want to create in your life. So you need to be open to recognizing opportunities, people, choices that come into your life that are going to lead you toward your what it is that you want to create. So you can't just sit back and say, okay, go ahead, take over. You do have to take some action toward it. So even if you're looking for that great job, you know, that perfect ideal job to come into your life, you can't just send a resume out and then just sit back. You have to actively talk to people. You have to actively, you know, go to interviews and sell yourself and be the best person that you can be in order for that job to actually come into your life. So, again, the first part of the passion test formula is intention, stating clearly what it is that you want to the universe. And the second part is attention, which is focusing your attention on it and doing whatever you can do and taking that action to make that intention come into your life. Now, the third part is the no tension. And I'm going to share with you that I always thought that I was living this until about 2 or 3 months ago, and I went, oh, no, I'm not. I'm not doing that at all. So with the no tension piece, is all about saying, I know what it is I want. I've done everything that I possibly can. Now I'm going to leave the rest of it up to the universe. And so there is part of that where you leave it up to the universe and say, you figure out the how, you figure out the what, you figure out the when, but you're not completely leaving everything up to the universe. You have to take, you have to do your part. And then after you've done everything that you can do, then you leave it up to the universe to make the rest of it happen. And also with living with no tension is also living without attachment to what the outcome is going to be. Because often when we put out our intention and say, this is what I want in my life, often what we do is we say, and I want it to look like this, I want it to sound like this, I want it to taste like this, and I want it to happen like this, and I want it to happen in this time and space. And the universe doesn't always abide by that. The universe knows a lot, you know, what's better for us than we even know at times. And so letting go of that attachment to the outcome is being open. Again, it's that being open, letting things come in. You know, there's that whole, I think it's a biblical story, but I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on this. I know we're on the radio, but don't quote me on this.
But, the replay goes on forever.
Right.
And you're allowed to just be yourself. It's okay.
That's totally good. But there's a story that there is a man who is, you know, he's looking to be saved. And, you know, and at first, you know, a rowboat comes by. And
this is not a biblical story. I know this one. Yeah, okay. But it's a good story.
And I might get it kind of wrong, so you can correct me on that.
The way you tell it is a perfect way.
Okay, wonderful. So he's looking to be saved, and so this rowboat comes by, and he's like, no, that's not what it, you know, he's asking God, you know, help me, save me, save me. And a rowboat comes by, and he's like, nope, that's not it. And then, you know, somebody comes by and offers some help, and he's like, nope, that's not it. And, you know, and things keep coming along to help him out, and he keeps saying, nope, nope, that's not it, that's not it, that's not it. And then he's like, God, why aren't you helping me? And God says, look, I sent you the rowboat, and you turned that away. I sent you some people to help you, and you refused their help. I sent you this, and, you know, it points out, I sent you all of these things to help you and to give you what it is that you want, but you denied them, and you turned them all away. And so that is an example of living with an attachment to the outcome because you're expecting it to look and feel and sound a certain way. So when you
Absolutely.
Let go of that attachment, you open yourself up to say, oh, wow, I didn't expect it to look this way, you know,
yes.
or, oh, that's pretty cool. This came to me through this person, or I had no idea that I was going to go to this event over the weekend, and now I met this person who is now leading me toward what it is that I want. So it's really being open and opening yourself up to what it is.
Absolutely. I've seen so often people ask for something and then they receive it and it's like, oh, I have to pay $47 for that, or, oh, he's not the height that I thought, or, you know, oh, that's not, you know, in the container that I thought it would be in. And so they overlook it and don't realize that it's exactly what they wanted. So yes, there's the receiving. And we are at our next commercial break. And it's so fun talking with you, Barb. And I look forward to deepening this conversation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And while we're on a commercial, just think about what are you most passionate about? And if you're in front of a computer, be sure to go to createanewstory.com and get your complimentary passion breakthrough session and your copy of Life on Fire. That's for free on Barb's site, createanewstory.com. We'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit egyptiscalling.com. That's egyptiscalling.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have Barb for Candy, who's a passion coach and certified passion test facilitator. And she is talking to us about living our passions. And she just covered the passion test formula, which is intention, attention, and no tension. And while she was sharing her stories, one of the things she said about the attention is that it's not going to come knocking on your door. And I had to hold myself back from saying, well, it can, and all things are possible. And for me, that certainly has happened more than once, but the most wonderful time that happened was when I got very clear on what I wanted in a partner. I thought I was clear before, but I got really clear and put that out there. And I heard a voice from spirit saying, ask for the man to live in your same town, to be local. And I thought, wow, I've never dated anyone in my town before. And I could hardly imagine that, but I thought, okay, I'll open to that. That's not what I had in mind, but I'll open to that. And I said, well, then he better come knocking on my door because I don't know where I'd meet him. 15 minutes later, he did. And we have been so blissfully happy ever since. So yes, it works. And when Barb was saying, when you were saying no tension, for me, what I've noticed for myself and with my clients is the no tension. This doesn't have, you know, the shun part, so it doesn't go as well, but it's really no fear. When someone puts something out and an intention and puts their, you know, attention and is open to it, if then they're freaking out and they're like hovering over with a fork ready to stab, you know, whatever might be coming or trying to grab or thinking that, you know, they have to, you know, be in control and be jumping on every little thing or always looking for what's wrong. And there's a certain kind of way that people approach sometimes trying to manifest things that kind of scares the thing away. So if you relax, you know, and just know that you're taken care of, then that's the most beautiful way to have no tension. What do you think, Barb?
Oh, I totally agree with you. And thank you for sharing your story of, that sometimes, you know, things do just come knocking on your door. So I think that's fabulous. And I just, you know, one of the things that you said with that is that you had thought you were clear in the past, but then you realized you weren't, and then you got so crystal clear, so crystal clear. And, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, a lot of people will think, well, I want this. You know, but they're not really clear about why they want it or what exactly it is they want. They have an idea of what they want, but they're not, don't have that crystal clarity. And when you do have that crystal clarity, like you said, it will come knocking on your door. I mean, things do show up and they can be like crazy
a big piece
ways you could ever imagine.
Yeah, a big piece of clarity for me was opening up to deserving it rather than feeling like I had to change myself and be someone different than who I was rather than trying to manifest a partner for my ideal self that I hope to be someday, you know. But knowing that who I am exactly right now is completely worthy of love and opening to that. And he did come to the door, but I did have to open the door. And I did have to take steps after that. And I continually, you know, to keep the relationship in that absolutely magical place, you know, I let myself go to an unconscious place, the relationship is still good, but it's not so incredibly just out of this world magical as it was to begin with and as it can be. And so whenever I feel that I'm not, you know, in that completely magical, head over heels in love, grateful place with him, then I know that it's time for me to shift it. So I just regularly just do little shifts. You know, we've never had a bad time yet in our relationship. I hope that we won't, but we've certainly gone through hard times together, you know, each of us individually and, in our family and families. And there's been a lot to deal with. And I noticed that it's pretty easy to get away from that space. So when I return to that place of, oh yeah, where's that feeling, that an original intention, and keep that really clear that it's not just to have a relationship, not just to be in relationship, but to be just wildly passionately in love and incredibly supportive and having a blast.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because it is. It's, you know, it's setting your intention on a continual basis.
Yes.
It's not just setting your intention once, getting what it is you want, and moving on to the next thing. I mean,
yes.
There are some things like that. Like one of my favorite little stories I have of setting my intention and manifesting what I wanted was, several years ago I was looking for a brown pair of boots, and I wanted them to be. I really did. I knew exactly what I wanted them to look like, and I did. And I just said, and I don't want to pay a lot of money for them. And I kept looking and looking and looking, and I finally just went, kind of forgot about it. I'm like, oh, I'm not finding anything. Whatever. Just kind of let it go. And then one day I was at the mall and I was shopping, and I walked into, I think it was JCPenney, and one of the brands of shoes that I, one of my favorite brands of shoes are Clarks. And they had Clarks on sale, and so I found a pair of Clarks, and I'm just kind of meandering around, and they were having a shoe sale, and all of a sudden I kind of walked, and something caught my eye, and I stopped, and I looked, and I went, huh. A pair of brown boots. Huh. I wonder if they were my size. And I looked and went, size 10. I wonder if they'll fit. Put them on. I'm like, perfect fit. And then I looked at the price, and they were on sale for $9.99. So I thought, oh my gosh, I can't pass this up. These are the boots I've been looking for. And so then I went up to pay for the boots and another pair of shoes that I bought, and I still remember that it was a man who was helping me, and he said, do you have the coupon for today? And I said, no, I don't know what coupon you're talking about. And he says, I'm going to give it to you. So he rings on my order, and with the coupon, I got the boots for free. And here I was looking for months and months and months, and then when I finally just took the, you know, I just kind of let go of the outcome and said, the boots will come along when the boots come along. Boom, there they were, just what I was looking for, just the right color of brown, and then I got them for free. And I just stood there at the cash register, and I just looked up and went, thank you. And I still remember him going, you're welcome. That was my dream. So I said, thank you, too. So I want to tell you a little bit about how the passion test works, because I know people probably really want to know. And one of the things I love about the passion test is it's a test you will never, ever fail, because there's no judgment. It's really just a process of clarifying. And I used to tell people that it's a process of elimination, and it would freak people out. What? What? What do you mean I can't have everything I want? Because what you do is you start out with a list of 10 to 15 things that are most important to you. And then through this process of clarification, when I take people through the passion test, is they get very clear through this process on the 5 things on their list that are the most important things to them at this juncture in their life. And then they're able to identify in order 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and those are the 5 things that are most important to them. And the wonderful thing is that even if you have, let's start with a list of 15, and you identify the 5 things that are most important to you, and when I call those your top 5, I'm sorry, I can't even speak, your top 5 passions, those are your top 5 passions, the other 10 items on your list may be markers, and I'll talk a little bit more about markers in a moment, but the other things, 10 things on your list might be markers for those top 5 passions. So you're starting out making that list of 10 to 15 things that are so important to you. And it's not just what you have in your life right now, but it's what you want to create in your life. So what are those things that you always dream of doing? Or who do you dream of being? Or what do you dream of having? What are those things? I mean, if you find yourself going, someday when everything's right, I'm going to sail around the world, you would put that on there. You know, if you said, I just need a new mattress, you would put that on there. You know, so you want that relationship, you put that on there. So what are those 10 to 15 things that are so really important to you and that you really want in your life? And you look at all areas of your life, health, relationships, finances, hobbies, spirituality. I mean, you look at all aspects of your life and make sure, you know, and not necessarily make sure that you have everything from every area of your life, but just to make sure that you are reaching out to all areas of your life so that you're really tapping into everything that is most important. And so you go through that process of clarifying of that list, what are the top five that are the most important ones to you. And then you go into scoring each of those top five passions, and you score them on a scale of 0 to 10. And 0 means you're not living that passion at all, which is okay. And a 10 means you're living that passion every day, which is okay too. And so there's that scoring piece, which really then helps you to identify where your focus is currently and where you may want to shift your focus on those top five passions.
That's wonderful. We're at commercial break, but anyone who wants to get started right away, they can get the book, The Passion Test. And you can also go to createanewstory.com. That's Barb's site. And on her site, she has a complimentary passion breakthrough session with a copy of the ebook, Life on Fire. That's createanewstory.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. Today we have Bob Verkandy, passion coach and certified passion test facilitator, talking to us about living our passions. And she was just sharing a way of getting clear, writing down your top 10 to 15 passions and then rating them from 0 to 10 if you're living them or not. And you'd said, if it's a 0, that's okay. And if it's a 10, that's okay too. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay for me if it's a 10. But it is important to accept whatever, you know, wherever you are at in your life, that wanting to be somewhere else is definitely a way to suffer. And I personally don't really like suffering, so I don't recommend it. But so we left off at scoring the passions, and you'd mentioned markers. And are you going to share how those markers fit in with your passions?
Yes, I am. I just want to make another comment about scoring your passions. Because what I had said before the break was, we score our passions just to see where we are putting our attention. And so you might have a couple passions that are, you know, high numbers, 10s, 9s, 8s, even 7s. And then you might have a couple passions which are maybe a 0 or a 1 or a 2. And so you'll look at how you score your passions, and you can say, you know what, I am living this passion every day. I don't need to focus my attention because it's a way of living for me. And so that helps you then to focus your energy on one of your passions that has the lower score, and so that you can start bringing that passion into your life every single day. And so that's the purpose of scoring them, is just to have that awareness of where you're putting your energy, so that you can then make that decision if you want to put that energy on a different passion or not. And so markers, I love markers, and this is why I love markers. You first have your passion, and then your markers are signposts. I like to refer them as signposts. They're signposts that let you know you are living that passion. And the great thing about markers is that they can be so far out and so out of touch, like not out of touch, like woo-woo, way, way, way out there, but just out of touch. And like, I have no clue how this will ever happen, but you put it down anyway. And I'll give you an example. One of my top 5 passions is to work alongside other enlightened mindset gurus. And so when I sat down and said, okay, how am I going to know that I'm living this passion? And so I really went out, and I stepped out of the box big time. And I said, oh, I know. Jack Canfield is one of the big spiritual leader, and he's really into mindset, very enlightened person. And I said, Jack Canfield, I'm going to know him, and Jack is going to call me up on my phone and say, hey, Barb, can I get your opinion on this? One of my other markers is I will be sitting down and having tea with the Dalai Lama. I have no idea whatsoever of how either of these will ever happen, but I'm not going to worry about that. I just know that if I'm truly living that passion and I'm putting my intention and attention and no tension on it, those things will happen. And so I just release the outcome of it and just say, this is when I put my attention on this passion, everything is going to start to come into my life. And all of a sudden one day, I'll be sitting down, and I'll have that invitation to go have tea with the Dalai Lama, and I probably will just be sitting there in the middle of the tea, and all of a sudden go, oh, my God, I'm losing my passion. And
yes. But, you know, I had a client who told me that one of her passions was, we didn't actually call it passion because we're using different language, but was to have a private audience with the Dalai Lama, and she didn't see how that would ever happen. And we just decided, I said, okay, let's do a little work on that, and we did. And in less than a week, the Dalai Lama happened to go through her town, and she just happened to get invited by somebody who just happened to be able to have, an equivalent of a backstage pass. And she ended up having a private audience with the Dalai Lama. It was like 4 days after we did this. So I look forward to hearing about your tea.
Yes, and it's so amazing. It's just so amazing. The perfect example of, she put her intention out there. She, working with you, she was able to put her full attention on it, and in 4 days, there it was, manifested in 4 days. I mean, and that really, you know, having a private, I can't think of the right word other than session, but audience, private audience with the Dalai Lama is something millions of people only dream about, and they can't even fathom that they would ever be able to do that. And here your friend did it, and, you know, your client did it in 4 days. And that just, right there, and I'm so glad you shared that, Lynette, because right there is so much proof that if you live your passions and you're living them to the fullest, everything is possible. Everything is possible.
Yeah, and that was the thing with her, is that in our conversation, she opened up to everything being possible. And once she believed it and could picture it, then it happened, you know, almost immediately.
Yeah. Oh, that's just like, oh, I'm just like so touched by this. I love that. Absolutely love that. So getting back to markers a little bit, so when I was saying earlier, you start out with your list of 10 to 15 things that are most important to you. You go through the clarification process and identify the five that are the most important for you. And then from those top five, you then create 3 to 5 markers for each of those top five passions. And so you look back at your list. And so, again, let's say you had a list of 15, and you identified of the 15, you identified the five that are most important to you. Look back at the other 10. And could those other 10 be a marker for one of your top five? And a lot of times you'll find that they are. And then you say, oh, here I've got my markers from my list, and then I'm going to add some other markers also. And like I said, the one thing I love about the markers is that's where you can really just really expand, just really, really expand and really think outside the box, think outside of what's possible, just really kind of go wild with it. That's how I like to say, just go wild with it. Just be, have some fun with it and really put down like, wow, if I'm really living this passion, here are these really cool things that I'm going to be doing. And it just really lights that fire within you. And I feel that it provides an extra inspiration to really put your attention on your top passions.
That is wonderful. And we are at the end of the hour here. I have just a few minutes I need to announce next week's show. And is there something that you want to leave the audience with?
Yes, there is one thing I'd like to leave the audience with, and this is kind of the secret sauce to living passionately. And that is, whenever you are faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, always choose in favor of your passion.
Thank you so much for being on the show. That was a beautiful way to end your presence here, my dear. So it was Barb Verkandy, Passion Life Facilitator, Passion Coach. She has a complimentary Passion Breakthrough session and her ebook, Life on Fire, Life of Fire, for free at createanewstory.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. And next week is the first Friday of the month. And on the first Friday, I do a call-in show, Get Naked with Lynette. And you're invited to call into the show with questions or to receive healing on air. The topic next week is opening to ecstasy. Ecstasy is a way of being. Tune in next week and I'll show you how. The show is Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio at Fridays at 2 p.m.
Pacific and 5 Eastern. Thank you so much for listening today. Many blessings to you, and I'll meet you here again next week.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707. 982-2707.